Another grave conspiracy by the mischief makers. After returning, these people began to engage in written correspondence again. Ultimately, it was decided that according to their initial plan, in Shawwal, everyone would set out in the form of a caravan under the pretense of performing Hajj, and then enter Medina, where they would suddenly upset the entire system and change the system of government as per their own liking. According to this proposal, in Shawwal, meaning the 10th lunar month, in the 12th year of the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, or 36th Hijri, the rebels left their homes in the form of three caravans. One caravan was from Basra, one from Kufa, and one from Egypt. Keeping in mind the previous failure and considering that this was a final attempt, Abdullah bin Sabah also left for Medina along with the caravan from Egypt. The chief of the rebels stepping out himself was an indication of the fact that these people would now attempt to achieve their objective with the use of every possible tactic. As all the parties had outwardly expressed their intention of going for Hajj in their respective regions, other people who actually intended to perform Hajj also joined them. In this manner, their true intentions remained hidden from the ordinary Muslims. However, since the governors knew of their internal conspiracy, Abdullah bin Abi Sarah, the governor of Egypt, dispatched a special emissary to inform Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu of the caravan and their intentions in good time, and the people of Medina became vigilant. At this instance, the question arises that when the people of Medina, and especially the companions, desire to execute these mischief-makers upon their arrival to Medina on three separate occasions, and whereas the rebels knew that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was well aware of their plan of coming and creating disorder under the pretense of performing Hajj, why then did these people set out according to their initial plan, which Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was well aware of, instead of devising another plan? Does this mean that in actuality the people of Medina were with these mischief makers and this is why they were not afraid? The answer to this question is that no doubt this audacity of theirs demonstrates that they had full confidence in their victory. However, the reason for this was not because the companions or the people of Medina were with them or expressed sympathy for them. Rather, as is evident from their own statement, only three people of Medina were with them. Furthermore, as events establish, the companions as well as the other residents of Medina were extremely averse to these people. Hence, the reason for their daring behavior cannot be due to the fact that the companions or the people of Medina expressed any kind of sympathy towards them. The actual reason for the boldness of these people was firstly the mercy of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. The mischief makers thought that if they were successful, then the objective had been achieved. But if they failed, they would escape punishment by appealing to the mercy of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Secondly, although the rebels had witnessed the reaction of the companions and the people of Medina on the previous occasion, and they knew that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was aware of their arrival, these people thought that he would not mobilize an army to fight them due to his forbearance and the companions would not confront them. Considering the companions to be like themselves, the mischief makers assumed that the companions only apparently expressed loyalty towards Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, but actually desired his destruction. This assumption was based on the fact that the mischief makers would give the impression that they were doing everything in order to safeguard the rights of the companions. Hence, they thought that the companions were moved by the influence of their deceit and felt sympathy for them at heart.